This stream might get demonetized now that I think about it, because Brit's playing GTA 4. I guess we could just turn the radio off. On the off chance, can anyone hear music? Yeah, so I might get Brit to turn off the radio. But hey, how's it going? Manole, Manole. Hi. Hi, T. It's a hi. Can't hear any background music. You're good, very good. So it's just sort of my intimidating silence. Hope you have a second screen activity going on, because there may be some dead air here as I sort of get my bearings. But look, literally, I mean, I'll tell you the setup right now. To my right, we have Clicker Heroes. Britt's been playing Clicker Heroes. I believe this was inspired by what's occurring on the screen. I have two screens, actually. On one screen, we had Cookie Clicker, which I've been having on in the background as I do my work recently, which I think inspired Brit to do Clicker Heroes over here. But actually, primarily, Brit's gonna be playing GTA 4 tonight. So that would just be some background. I mean, that would background editing. More for me. I could technically switch the camera around, and you could watch us play GTA if you want through a phone screen. It'd be like kind of old, like a nostalgic Let's Play experience. Oh no, Roman's calling us. Oh no. Hang on. Is it my moral imperative to answer the Roman phone? Oh fuck! Now Brit just lost. Roman just lost. Friendship points. We just lost friendship points with Roman because I didn't answer the phone call for Brit. Was that wrong? Should I have? No, because it's not my video game. But Brit left the game unattended, which means it was my responsibility. There's just a lot to think about lately, folks, and that's really going to be the theme of today's stream. Is that there's a lot to think about right now. Mostly I've been kind of looking for like a little bit of levity, which I tend to get from these streams. I find them to be very fun, just as a way to kind of talk to people and like get a sense of things. It's a lot more fun than just like sitting in my office writing for the past week and a half about the developing terrible things that are happening everywhere all the time. Just doing that for like a week and a half.
Hello.
This is Brit, by the way.
Hi.
I told them about GTA 4, so I want to tell you something, Brit, and I want your opinion on if it makes me a bad person or not.
What?
So, as Nico was sitting there or standing there, you got a call from Roman. Now, I didn't answer it because, it's not my video game. I didn't want to like make a choice for you in the game. But then the phone call went ignored, and then we lost friendship points with Roman. But if that makes me a bad person,
Can I still start a mission with him, or is he just gonna go fuck
yeah.
off?
No, it doesn't affect the story or anything. It's just I think you.
But will I get the bad ending? Will it
I
be
don't know if there's endings, and
peachy?
I don't want chat to tell me if there's endings of
And if
GTA
he
4.
dies?
I guess friendship points. Do you get like special cars and stuff? I think you get like special hats and cars and like hangout spots.
Special hats and cars.
Well, you can still work on that. I'm sure. I think that there is a certain amount of grinding you have to do. Sorry, this is more of a GTA 4 mechanics, more of a
Exclamation.
GTA 4 mechanics discussion right now. But this is again one of the big things. Just the feeling of levity that I sort of need right now, just because I feel probably the most depressed I've ever felt, and I didn't think that was possible. Oh, politically depressed. Actually, in terms of my regular life, I'm doing very well. I have a two-month-old. I have a 2-month-old baby, actually. I'm not going to show them on stream or anything, but yeah, I have a baby, so on a personal level, it's been like pretty okay lately. But
Oh my
and
God.
it, yeah, my baby mostly just consumes all my thoughts outside of politics. But politically, I'm extremely depressed. And I've kind of been trying to channel that into writing and script stuff, and that's why there's been a bit more. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks it's weird to have a 2-week gap after an hour and 40-minute video, which I'm also going to talk about that a little bit if people want to ask about that, the video, the Zionism and the Last of Us thing. Just this 2-month project that I did. But we could just move on to the next thing. I don't think, we'll see how that goes. But anyway, let's see. I'm actually going to read some comments for a minute here because I feel like I've ne been neglecting them for a bit. But yeah, Britt, don't feel free. Like, you don't have to wait for me if you want to just go
Oh,
back to GTA or anything.
no. I'm just enjoying a refreshing beverage.
We got some Pepsi Maxes in here. Enjoying your Friday nights with some Pepsi Max. We did have some vodka in the freezer, but we are now out of Pepsi Max. So it would just be straight shots, and I don't really feel like doing that because I'm 31 now. When you Brits stop recording or interacting with others, do you relax and stop with the British accent bit? See, I thought that by Brit they meant you, and I was like, well, you don't have a British accent. And then I was like, no, I'm British. I am British. You know what the most fucked up thing is? That most of the time when you're British, you don't even think about the fact that you're British. I just go into places, like I will be in the middle of nowhere in some part of rural America, and I'll just walk into a gas station and be like, oh, where's the restroom? It's like, a British, why isn't a British guy here asking me a question? I don't even think about it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I think, yeah, they might have thought that was kind of weird. That was just a British guy for no reason. Yeah, I'm British for no reason. I don't even realize it most of the time. It's fucked up. Gotta make sure to start your kid on video games as early as possible. I'll make a small talking point here. You may think to yourself, oh, my thing is that I'm gonna keep my kids like, oh, I'm not a Luddite, I don't hate technology. I'm gonna use computers and my kid can have a phone or whatever. But I want to keep them as away from screens as possible from an early age because I know what a negative effect that can have just on a personal level and also just through a lot of people being quite brain rotted lately. It feels like disconnected. I get this strong feeling from, I mean, to be fair, the internet, but. Yeah, I've also heard it from like friends of mine that are teachers and stuff that it just feels like there's a sort of disconnect. In any case, you go, oh, so I'm gonna keep my kid away from screens. That didn't last very long for us. We'll watch a movie and sometimes the baby's gonna look at it. The baby is 2 months old. My baby is extremely advanced. It's probably one of the smartest babies that's probably ever been around. But it, yeah, so occasionally he'll look over at the screen and then see some movie stuff, and that's just a thing I've kind of accepted. I don't think it's that bad when they're like interested. If say they're like crying and then they like look over at a screen, TV screen, and you can cancel me for that. But yeah, I just think if you're the kind of person like me who thinks that way, who thinks maybe like our obsession with screens is like a bad thing that's like frying our brains in certain ways, or
It
like
is giving us
it's,
brain
yeah, it's not good for babies and stuff, but
rot.
that will be tested.
I think what it
That will be
is it
that
kind of, I would say for the
imperative. I don't
record,
know.
he's like 95% away from screens at all times for the most part. We're like doing other things throughout most of the day. But
I haven't seen weapons. There is a, I mean, yeah, then maybe there's a chance that weapons has some
I
commentary
think it's just
relating to
using
that,
a
but I don't
screen
know.
as a
I haven't seen it.
byproduct of neglect. That's the problem.
Have some Pepsi Max over there.
Where it's just like, you're like, oh, I don't want to ever take care of this child, so I'll always stick them in front of a TV or an iPad
Can you hear
and an
Brit
iPad.
incidentally? This fresh.
That's all. No.
Oh, yeah,
I
you can do
can.
that. Okay. So,
Less of the purpose.
yeah, the point of this stream is not in itself to be like covering everything in a super serious manner. Because I'm specifically putting a video together where I have been feeling very serious about it and trying to talk very seriously about this. But it just to like get the vibe a little bit more, because like again, it's my process usually that I spend maybe a week and a half just like sitting in my office writing stuff out and like putting together things, restructuring things or whatnot. And then I end up feeling like a little bit disconnected. I mean, I've been like doom scrolling on Twitter, which I haven't done on in months. I've been able to avoid it consistently for months, and I've been doing it for several days just because it's one of those things where, because I'm kind of making a video about it, I want to know as much as possible and again get a sense for what people are saying. But yeah, you just get so wrapped up in that stuff. Like so first of all, I was having fun because Shadowversity made a video. Shadowversity made a Charlie Kirk a tribute vi Star Wars tribute video,
Oh gosh.
which if you follow me on Blue Sky, you'll know about that. So it was a Charlie Kirk's Star Wars tribute video where Charlie Kirk was Obi-Wan Kenobi fighting Darth Vader, but Darth Vader was a transgender activist. So transgender was like, no, Darth Vader was a transgender activist, and then was like, you knew me when I was a boy, but now I am a woman. And it's just like a weird voice modulation thing. I mean, it's all AI voices, I guess. And then it's like the thing where Charlie Kirk, Obi-Wan Kenobi says, "If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you could possibly imagine." And then transgender Darth Vader says, "Like women can have penises," and then kills Charlie Kirk. Sorry, I might have just set off an ad, a demonetization. My channel might be anymore. Oh fuck! I probably shouldn't have said those words all in a sequence. That's bad. But it's probably fine. Okay. Anyway, that was like a little fun moment of levity, right? To be like, oh, it's nice that Shadowversity is still out there making his wacky little
Doing the
things.
things he loves.
Just in amongst all of like the incredibly
It is a
serious,
project he
depressing
loves. You
stuff.
gotta admit it. He loves Star Wars. He loves his Charlie Kirk memes.
I'm gonna get censored by the FCC. So that, yeah, I mean, that's like the stuff that's less fun, right? The fact that it's like getting increasingly closer and closer, all of these terrible things, for me, right after having a baby. Just like that's the right after
Yeah.
we had a baby. No, let's not start this discourse again. That was not a fun part of Blue Sky. Or YouTube comments, actually, that I mostly got those. But yeah, so
See, I don't want people to get like seriously mad on my behalf or anything. It's fine. It's funny.
the Charlie Kirk YouTube poop? No, I haven't seen that. But Very Toolbar, or Toolbar, they Toolbar is a very good channel. Yeah, no, like the idea that like increasing. I mean, they were talking about taking away people's citizenships and stuff. And it's like, I am a US citizen. I think I've mentioned that before, but just for a lot of travel purposes and stuff like that, it's like, man, I could so be one of those people that would get my citizenship revoked. And that's just one of those things that I think
It's
about.
scary.
Also, the National Guard is now going to occupy the city, you know, a city that's like close to some family. So, you know, Memphis,
Yeah.
specifically. It's just fun. It's fun having all these conversations about free speech and the difference between free speech and hate speech and like the nuances of that, where kind of like the right are trying to sort of create like, so, okay, actual cancel culture in the way that the fucking left-wing cancel culture that everyone fucking talks about all the time doesn't exist Because all those people are doing fine. None of the cancel culture ever amounted to anything from like the kind of spooky SJW people. All of those spooky SJW cancelled people only went on to become like the biggest fucking talking heads and were constantly rewarded for being as offensive and attacking as many marginalized groups as possible, right? But so that was cancel culture. And now there's the right, which is totally not doing cancel culture by. Anytime someone makes a fucking joke about something, go to at FBI, investigate this guy, please. Could this guy be investigated, please? And then they actually get fucking investigated. And like someone was ripping down some like weird Turning Point USA talk like propaganda posters that had Charlie Kirk or whatever. And then I think an actual governor, is it? An actual like or Republican senator something just doxed them, like actually just doxed them to their Twitter followers. And it's like, okay, this isn't cancel culture, I guess.
It's not my beautiful
It's
cancel
like
culture.
cancel culture actually exists now. Before it was literally just a bunch of bullshit they made up. Because oh no, people, it's like Ricky Gervais got cancelled. Oh geez, oh I hope Ricky Gervais is okay. Oh, Bill Maher got cancelled. Okay. Oh no, is he gonna be okay? Jerry Seinfeld got cancelled. Oh my God, Joe Rogan, like all those people, none of them fucking actually suffered consequences for that. Meanwhile, people speak out for Palestine. Yet in my country, they're getting arrested en masse. Right, in the US they're getting deported. Actually, there may also be deportations in the UK side, but like specifically supporters of pro-Palestine groups in the UK are just being arrested en masse, which is never being brought up in the free speech conversation, incidentally. Sorry, you may be getting the sense that I'm a little bit fired up about this. One moment. Britt, tell me about GTA.
I'm in the go-kart area, so I'm gonna see if I can find a go-kart and or steal a car. I'm just gonna do some, I don't know, exploring, 'cause we just started, so I don't have a lot of fancy stuff in here. Nico is still very new to Liberty City.
GTA 4. I just downloaded the, I believe, Fusion Fix mod. It makes the game look nicer anyway. Oh, could you record the gameplay?
All right.
Because then I could maybe use it as background footage or something, for some reason. It does look a lot nicer though, especially at nighttime. What was I getting really mad about? Can someone get me back on like the train that I was on? Or was that even coherent enough that people
People being
picked
arrested
up?
for supporting Palestine action.
Yeah, so in my country, that's like no one's talking about that when it comes to free speech. The UK is having a major free speech debate in the form of the Tommy Robinson Unite the Kingdom protests, where we're, there's like a was a lot of signs up. A lot of signs, rest in peace, Charlie Kirk. A lot of Israel flags flying, incidentally. But yeah, like the Unite the Kingdom thing, which I think it's a weird thing with that because half the people who went to it just thought that they were going to like an I Love England thing. It had this I watched Jojo Rabbit right after, totally unrelated, but there was like kids at the Unite the Kingdom protest, and they were just saying, "Yeah, we're here because we love England and we love London, and we just want to celebrate that." And it's like, okay, so you don't even know what this is. And meanwhile, there's like Tommy Robinson and Katie Hopkins, and you know, all their fucking goons, in both senses of the word. In any case, they're talking about free speech all the time. They relate it like Reform were talking about this, which is like the UK's MAGA thing. Oh, why is my phone vibrating? Hang on a second. Okay. That sound okay? Yeah, sorry, I had to do some stuff there. There was this person, Lucy Connolly. So she basically tweeted out that they should burn down all the hotels that were housing illegal immigrants. And then she got arrested for that. Now she's become like kind of this figure for like free speech. Add a Q&A sticker, ask a question. Sorry, there's like a bunch of weird stuff going on. Yeah, so she's become like this icon of free speech, basically saying like it's her right to say things like that. It's not inciting violence or inciting hate, right? To say things like that. That's her free speech, right? And then meanwhile in the US, people are being told it's hate speech, it's not free speech when it comes to making jokes about Charlie Kirk's death. Right, very or not even often quoting him directly, just stating who he is, or like the fucking. I don't know if any of you have seen Sky News Australia, which I know is like ridiculously right wing, but like they're playing these videos of people being like, "I'm so disgusted by journalists." If you don't hate journal, you don't hate the mainstream media enough, as if fucking Sky News isn't mainstream media, and it's just like newsreaders saying. Controversial media figure, or not even controversial, just saying conservative talking head, or Trump hard right conservative, like whatever, things that obviously just describe him, right? Close ally of Trump. He was a close ally of Trump. Like that's just saying that what he is. And that's like that's disgusting. I can't believe that. Oh, the media can't just say Charlie Kirk has died. Yeah, hey, you know, how about here's a crazy thing. Did you know that outside of the US, most people don't know who the fuck Charlie Kirk is? So if you just put up a headline, Charlie Kirk has died, no one knows what you're talking about. So you say close ally of Trump, right? Known hard right conservative talking head or controversial conservative speaker, something like something that just describes what he is, right? And then people say, well, I didn't agree with Charlie Kirk, but I still think it's horrible he died. Oh, that's disgusting. What, you have to clarify that you didn't agree with him? And it's like all this weird fucking double speak to then basically say people should be fired for this, and now they're actually getting fired, or people are getting investigated for this, like people are getting jailed, like it's. Or obviously, as we've seen, like taken off the air, and it's like this is we're actually now seeing all the things that the fucking free speech anti-SJW crowd were talking about years ago, right? But now it's actually happening, and none of them give a fuck. They're like, "Oh, this is just desserts." For what? For the time that someone said a cartoon was racist? Like, for the time that, like, some guy got accused of something and then immediately, like, decided to become a controversial celebrity guy, and now his net worth is 100 times what it was, right? Because that was the consequences of the old, that version of cancel. I mean, I'm kind of talking in circles now, but, like, you get the general thrust of my feelings about this. My libist thing, I mean, I don't think it's libby, I think it's just like generally human, I guess. And I talked about this a bit on Blue Sky, is like, you know, my instinctive gut reaction about Charlie Kirk specifically is just like thinking about me being a recent father and like seeing those videos of like his daughter running up to him and stuff. I've obviously seen what people have been saying about how he would have forced his kid to like have forced his 10-year-old daughter to like give birth to a baby if like you know we've all seen that footage anyway. But just like on a purely human level, I'm like I'm sad that Charlie Kirk was the person he was, and I'm sad. And it's just a sad thing that he died. You know, like that on a basic level is how I feel about it. If people want to make jokes because they're part of the marginalized groups that Charlie Kirk constantly demeaned, dehumanized, attacked, and justified the killing of, then yeah, you know, I think it's fine to make jokes about that. I think you're pretty justified in doing that, right? If for years we've been sitting on this thing of like, oh, it's okay to make fun of like actually marginalized, disempowered groups, that's fine, because it's like it's free speech, you know. So then suddenly we're actually talking about groups that have power, but that's not okay to make jokes about. It's like a complete inversion of the dynamic. But yeah, sorry, I'm getting derailed a little bit. I hope I'm not distracting you from GTA at all, Brett.
So here, should we go to a cabaret club or should we go to a bar? I'm taking my bro Roman. He said go to a show, so I'm thinking he might prefer the cabaret club because it's be all fancy.
Fearless Joe Banzai, Muslims, for instance, like Palestinians. When he like made jokes about how they can't throw gays off roofs anymore because they don't have any tall buildings left, talking of course about the Palestinian genocide, as is completely globally recognized at this point. I mean, on the basic level, right? If someone is openly defending a genocide and then they die, you really don't need to feel sorry for that person. I wouldn't feel sorry for someone who was trying to justify the Holocaust dying. Like, on a personal level, I wouldn't care that much, you know, and that's my opinion. That's my free speech opinion that I can have, you know, to not be sad about that. But not just to do that in a kind of abstract, that's what they believed way, but then to openly advocate for that over and over again, which is what Charlie Kirk did. And then obviously the constant dehumanization of transgender people and anyone that sympathizes with transgender people, yeah, like, just as an example of that. I believe he did the same with, like, illegal immigrants. But, yeah, you know, I'm reading more and more about Charlie Kirk, but... and obviously I've been familiar with him for a long time, but that would be an example. Yeah, he was, like, a deeply hateful person. And I don't think it's wrong to say that, because that's just... That's how I feel about what he believed. I saw the consequences of his rhetoric every day. I mean, like, my perspective is I'm coming at this from being, I spent the last 2 months making a video about Palestine, you know, I was obviously talking about The Last of Us through the lens of Zionism, and then that went into, a lot of research went into that, and it's like, I've been learning about horrific atrocities suffered by the Palestinian people. Literally, my brain has been entrenched in that for months, and then I come out here, and then I'm watching a clip of this guy being like, ha ha, dead Palestinians, or maybe stop killing Jews. Ha ha, like, you stupid Muslims. Like, isn't that exactly what he said in that footage? And I'm like, okay. So he died? Like, my perspective is obviously affected by the fact that I'm seeing this stuff constantly, just because this is my career. This is like the stuff I'm choosing to look into. But you know, it does twist your perspective a little bit. And I think it's fine to have that perspective. You could say it's like unsympathetic. I am very sympathetic. I said like a few minutes ago, I think, that as a father, I feel very sad. That, like, this has happened. I just feel like obviously I've seen the footage and I was really disturbed by it. Sorry, hang on. I'm making something up. I don't think you're familiar with him. I think you're familiar with people who gave you his rhetoric through their own lens. No, I'm quoting him. I'm actually quoting him for the most part here. Now, obviously, yeah, you can also talk about the fact that everyone that supports him thinks that way and acts like that, you know. Like, for instance, I don't know if Charlie Kirk specifically made fun of the transgender teenager who died, like the thing with the bridge that became like a conservative meme of mocking the death of this transgender teenager. I don't know if Charlie Kirk personally was part of that. But I certainly know that every single person that supports Charlie Kirk would have enjoyed those memes. And that does, I think, tell me something about Charlie Kirk. But what I'm actually talking about are things that he specifically said. So, yeah. Do I sound okay, by the way? It's out of context. Can you please show me where? No, I'm sitting in an office next to a washing machine while my partner plays GTA 4, and then probably in like an hour I'm gonna go to bed. So no, I can't do a research stream for you, but I'm just telling you things that I've seen him say, and the rhetoric that I know he believes, and the rhetoric that I know his followers do believe. Do we have any kind of drink left? Sorry.
Have a little purpose.
Okay, thank you. So, my baby gets up at like, I mean, okay, this is like a super. My baby usually gets up around like 7 o'clock. And so often I'll like get up a little bit earlier than, like, usually I'd get up around 9 or 10. I'm gonna be honest. Most days I'll get up around 9 or 10 and then kind of get straight into work because, you know, I work from home, I've got no commute. You know. So I just go straight in to the office from there. But yeah, I watch a lot of just TV news now. So I watch a lot of the BBC News, Sky News. I occasionally put on GB News. And the coverage of Charlie Kirk across the board has basically been that he was an angel. It's such a disconnect to hear about the liberal media demonizing Charlie Kirk when it's like across the board, from the political establishment. Yes, I did hear the news about there being an official Charlie Kirk Day of Remembrance, and there isn't one. There isn't going to be one for Melissa Hortman. So that's an interesting kind of disconnect there. Podcaster gets a day of remembrance recognized unanimously by the US government. But not one for an actual Democrat politician who, incidentally, Donald Trump didn't know them, didn't know who they were. So that's good stuff. Anyway, I'm gone. Just catching up on the comments here. What did I just say, Brett?
You weren't going to make it a research stream, which, yeah. I don't want to have a debut right now.
All the influencers are worried they could be next, or are feeling consciously or subconsciously much more motivated to get involved in the situation than they would otherwise be. I'm not personal. I mean, I'm not. I guess I'm not personally worried that I would be next. So I don't think that's my main motivation. I think I see a frustrating use of the obvious use of Charlie Kirk as a way to justify a sort of fascist takeover of the US that is then clearly going to be copied by the UK because the most likely party that's going to be taking over UK government is the Reform Party, which literally says, make Britain great again. I think I've heard that somewhere else. Like, I'm not, by the way, that's not me saying I've heard that somewhere else. That's like literally what Nigel Farage, the leader of the Reform Party, says. Like, he's very openly just like adopting MAGA. They positively referenced RFK Jr. like a dozen fucking times. RFK? Is it Jr.? Just RFK? Anyway, they refer to him positively numerous times in the Reform Conference. So, like, Reform Party is just MAGA. It's just the Trump thing. So, you know, all the fascist tendencies throughout the US and UK are just going to continue to grow. And I definitely see more of that in the wake of this. And I guess I'm concerned about that on a kind of broad level. And I am concerned about the world that my kid's going to grow up in, but I'm not personally afraid for my own life, I guess I would say. Is make. Oh, thank you so much for the $5. A Winter. Don't have anything profound to say. I relate greatly to your experience of fatherhood of a young child in these times. Thanks for your voice. Thank you so much. Isn't it great how I haven't plugged the fact that you can super chat the whole time, folks? Which reminds me that you can send a super chat anytime. Obviously, there are these gaps in content sometimes as I do work on these longer projects. And it's always appreciated as a new father. As a new father, I often have to pay money for things for my baby to have. So every little counts. And that's the last plug that I'm going to do on this stream. Why are you drunkenly going into a laundromat?
Because we went to the bar next,
Oh, was it Roman?
Drunk.
I have one child. I have one 2-month-old. But, you know.
Okay, I can't buy anything.
It's honestly a really good baby. It's one of the best. A lot of people have been saying they've said they've seen a lot of babies and it is one of the best ones. So I'm honestly pretty happy with my decision personally. Do you think the killer part to take? Oh yeah. So me and Britt have been talking about this, right? Are you a person who would like everyone to get along? Yes, Fearless Joe Banzai. Yes, I am. Hell yeah, that sounds fantastic. But it just requires, you know, a lot of people to change their minds about the way they treat other people and groups of people. Do you think the killer partner text string they revealed was real or fake? Yeah, like, what did you think, Brett? What did you... Because I remember what you were saying.
I'm going to go to the diner, because...
Did you get away from the cops?
The cops didn't come after.
Sorry, Britt's playing GTA 4 for anyone who's just tuning in. Tuning in. God.
Okay, we summed it up.
I feel like the sad thing with that is the only reason that there's a larger movement of people that are saying they're fake. I think a large part of that, or I'm seeing a lot of it anyway, I could be just, again, brain rotted by what I happen to be looking at, but people using, saying it's fake because we want to tie the trans partner in with it. I don't know as much about this aspect of the story because I've mostly been like going more into background stuff. But the idea that they want to wrap the trans partner in and the texts kind of absolve them. So as far as like whether they are real or fake, I would just assume real, I guess. But, yeah, I really don't want to state that authoritatively. Not because it's like I'm neutral on it, but it just I haven't looked into it enough to decisively give my opinion. I'm uninformed on this particular point. And in a way, isn't that the best thing that a person can be? To be honest about the fact that they don't know what they're talking about. So that they can have opinions, but they don't need to be held to anything. Because they know that they're stupid. And there would be no negative consequences to that. Even the fact that we're having a conversation right now makes us better people. And not a lot of people think about that. You know, they say that only like 600 or 700 people are really thinking, you know, and those are the power users online. Those are the people that are not just always online, but always online. Those are the power thinkers, the people who scroll constantly. And they say there's not many of them, but we do, those of us that are part of that community, really power thing. Sorry, it's mostly I've lost my train of thought. I'm trying to get back to it. But if anyone has any questions. Base to hold back your opinion when you don't know too much about it. Yeah. It's so like empowering to just say things and then like claim ignorance or just to be like a complete idiot and but like be so brazenly a complete idiot that people stop criticizing you because they're like, this person's just stupid and they're just going to keep saying stupid things. And then maybe in a way, the more they communicate stupid things, they're sort of putting out a call to other stupid people and saying, everyone, every stupid guy, come to me. Because I'm also saying the stupid thing. And then they all get together and they form a big stupid guy thing. imagine a thing like that happening. But, you know, I'm not like an idiocracy guy. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm a Redditor and then I'm so smart and everything. Because, I don't know, I guess I could be being influenced by things. Again, the whole point is that I'm saying I don't know anything right now, so I can plead ignorance and then win either way. I once misread your Twitch handle as Jack Insane. I was very confused. My Twitch handle is Laxane.
Oh,
I kind of want to rebrand in some ways, because I thought like Lacking Saint was just like a dumb profile, dumb username I stumbled on at one point, and then I don't know, but I'm fine with it for now. And then Lack Saint, I don't even know. That was just a shortening I had to do because I think I had a Lacking Saint account, but it was a Justin.tv account, and then the Justin.tv. Yeah, I think that was the problem. But then I switched to Laxane. Thoughts on your party and Green Party? I'm really sad about British politics right now. Again, the general theme is that for the last week I've been very sad for increasing reasons. Again, for context for me, I spent the last 2 months doing nothing but researching the history of the Palestinian genocide. And also playing The Last of Us 2. But, you know, even that game's kind of depressing. After that, I was doing a lot of research on Nigel Farage, and because I was kind of wanting to talk about the Reform Party through the lens of, like, the Reform Party press conference. Just to kind of, because, like, particularly I know I have a very American audience, and I almost want to introduce them slowly to, like, the UK political media figures. Obviously, I'm back in the UK, so I'm more entrenched in that. So, like, I want to talk about Nigel Farage more. I want to talk about Tommy Robinson more. Stephen Yaxley Lennon. I'm sorry, I've said that twice now. Those are Keir Starmer. I want people to know who those people are more. So I was going to do that by talking about Reform. So I was watching the Reform conference. Then there was like the Ukrainian woman story. That's just like a horrific story. And then the way it was used politically, kind of in an effort to spur on a race war, that then like has been propelled, race war by means of this like weird leftist thing, the far left, embodied by this guy who had no far left associations whatsoever. But that became its own story. And then Charlie Kirk, which we've been talking about quite a bit already on this stream. And then the Unite the Kingdom rally in London, a symbol of the growing far-right nationalist movement in the UK, where people are putting up spraying St. George's crosses over like immigrants, businesses and stuff, turning... Oh, and weirdly co-opting it, specifically the Christianity aspect, like in the Unite the Kingdom rallies, where they had church leaders giving hymns and whatnot, sermons and stuff, all about the importance of spreading like the Christian way and bringing back, turning the UK back into a Christian nation and taking back control, in the case of Tommy Robinson / Stephen the Yaxley Lennon's opinions from Muslims. Yeah, so immediately that had been after the Zionist stuff that I've spent the last 2 months on. Yeah. And then, hey, remember when I was talking about un-people and all the stuff I was saying about that in the last video? About, like, how certain groups of people are just considered, like, their lives just don't matter. And then there's some people who, like, it's important whether they live or die. Then we've got a Charlie Kirk Day of Remembrance. And then no memory for Melissa Hortman. And then, obviously, the fact that, as we are speaking, still tens of thousands of Palestinians being murdered. A thing that was justified by this guy that was supposed to like hail as this like great free speech champion, because that's the thing that everyone's saying they care about, even while free speech is actually being suppressed very explicitly by the same leaders that are, you know, in the case of the UK, Keir Starmer, like still palling around with like Israeli leaders. Trump, of course, literally has the fucking National Guard occupying multiple cities, or getting to the point of occupying multiple cities. Like joking open. I mean, whatever people say, oh, it's a joke, so it doesn't matter. But like saying, oh, people say I'm a dictator. People say Putin's a dictator. You know, maybe some people in the US don't mind the idea of a dictator so much. Says shit like that, and then we're all supposed to just forget it when he's obviously just testing the waters with a vice president who is a mold bug follower that believes in a monarchy. But you know, that's spoilers for next season. Yeah, that's just no, that's gonna be coming up. We still got a little bit of stuff happening before then. God, yeah, when in a couple of years when I'm making video essays about mold bug. No, that won't happen. I'm gonna go back to doing video essays about Marvel movies and Disney. I was actually gonna do a going back to the MCU video. Original, like the my original video plan would have had me be doing a Marvel another Marvel MCU retrospective video around now, and I just didn't feel like that was the moment. I didn't feel like the moment really called for that, especially as Disney has just, you know, acquiesced to a fascist. Yeah, no, make a second Sky High video. Yeah, well, no, actually, be a third Sky High. Clearly, someone doesn't know their Jack Saint lore. But that would, sorry, I did an April Fool's video. Couple of years ago, there was also a retrospective of my first Sky High video. But I could do that again. Wachowski's post Matrix retrospective. So, like, another look at the Wachowskis or the Matrix. Because I've talked. The thing is I have the trouble with the Matrix is like it's a very important and personal franchise for me. I would say it's like one of my top ones as far as franchises go, personally. But I kind of lace Matrix discussion in quite a few videos I made. Like my Media Literacy and Dune video has a kind of too long section at the start where it talks a lot about the Matrix. My Ideology of Apocalypse video has like a section on the Matrix, and I think a couple other times I talk a little bit about the Matrix. And so I kind of feel like I've seeded too many little Matrix things in that it doesn't really feel like there's enough substantively for me to make a whole Matrix video. But maybe I will rewatch them all again at some point soon. And then kind of talk about that way. I guess I could talk about it in a similar way to what I talked about the Joker 2. Like Joker 2 was like extremely contentious follow-up that was kind of a meta look back at the original thing, which is also similar to what the Matrix 4 ended up being. So maybe I could do a comparative thing there. Because my Joker 2 video is actually doing quite well. I'm curious if there's any people tuning in right now who came along because of the Joker 2 video. Because I don't know if people have noticed this, but my videos have been kind of like trickling. They've been doing a little trickle lately. Like most of my videos now start off as a flop, and then they kind of like sort of just slowly go up. Like so, my Squid Game videos were flops. My Joker 2 video was a flop. My Wizard of Oz video was a flop, and my Last of Us video was a flop. The Fatherhood, the Fatherless Behaviors God of War video was also a flop, but that's remained a flop. I think the topic was just a little bit too vague and just a little non-specific. But no, Wizard of Oz one is doing great now. The Squid Game ones are doing great. Not my latest Squid Game one that did flop also, but if people are sick of Squid Game, the people don't want to hear about Squid Game, right? Please tell me if I'm getting something wrong there, but the feeling I got was that people were kind of done with talking about Squid Game for a bit. From the fact that a lot, I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to like go after anybody, but it feels kind of like not as many of you were into that one. Which makes me feel like maybe I should back away from Squid Game for a bit. Not in a threatening way. I'm not saying it like, oh, well, if you don't go watch my last Squid Game video, then you know, you're never gonna hear about Squid Game ever again. I'm not saying it threatening. I'm just saying I won't keep thinking about Squid Game if people don't want to hear me talk about Squid Game for a bit. Not forever. Maybe in a year. Maybe when the Squid Game US season starts. Maybe by then, maybe? Would you like perhaps a little Squid Game See, this is one of those situations where I'd say, oh, I'll do a Patreon exclusive review of the Squid Game US season, where I would say that, but I wouldn't follow up on that. I wouldn't be able to execute on that. But it could maybe be just a general video thing I do for people. Whatever you're passionate about is your best stuff. I was pretty passionate about the last Squid Game video, but not a lot of you liked it. And because not a lot of you liked it, just thought maybe you didn't want to hear me talk about Squid Game for a bit. And honestly, that knocked my confidence a bit. But then you all came back for Zionism and The Last of Us. And I appreciate that. And it's that and that and Zionism and The Last of Us video is the longest video I've ever made. I know a lot of channels regularly do 2+ hour long videos now, but I'm sorry, I'm a scrub, I'm an old man, I'm 31 years old, and I'm gonna die. But an hour and 40 minute video is pretty long for me. Longest I've done. And it took a lot of research. It was a very emotional topic. So I'm glad that a lot of you liked that one. And if anyone does have specific questions, I will try to answer them, even though I'm not really paying attention to chat as much as I should right now. If Running Man from Edgar Wright is any good, maybe do a video about that. I forgot that Edgar Wright was doing a Running Man thing. I like Edgar Wright generally. What was the last thing Edgar Wright did? Baby Driver? Which is a weird. So I liked Baby Driver the first time I watched it. I tell you what, I've had a few Edgar Wright films like this. Let me say off the bat that, of course, Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are the greatest movies ever made. At least, probably in the top five. Both are probably in the top five movies ever made. Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead. But The World's End and Baby Driver for me, both movies that I enjoyed a lot the first time I watched them, and then I just like, I don't know, lose interest. I like Scott Pilgrim just for the novelty of it, because it's just got such like a fun style to it. Yeah, no, Edgar Wright can be a little bit hit or miss for me. But he can be the best guy ever, so you know. Squid Game has lost all meaning or relevance as it's merely a toned down version of actual reality now. Yeah. We're really past the age of satire. I don't know, there's a lot of satirical things happening. Maybe we just need a big old. I like the Joker 2 and Oz videos. Thank you. Honestly, appreciate your commentary and personality. You seem super chill. Thank you. Did you ever discuss Superman and the Zionist commentary there? No, I was planning on the Superman video, but it. And I was gonna also probably gonna mention it a little bit in the video I'm currently doing. But I mean, I love Superman. I like, honestly, it's. Okay, I mean. A lot of you made fun of me because I really liked Joker 2019. But I did really like Joker 2019. Sorry, Britt's fucking around with GTA 4 right now, and it's distracting me a lot. That's why it's been throwing me off for the last few minutes. Britt's decided to just start killing people. He's messing me up.
Explain what happened. I
I will
accidentally
get back to what I was
stole
saying in a
some
sec,
guy's
chat.
shitty
Hang on.
car, but I was like trolling him because it's like, come on, open the door, and then I just move away.
That's criminal, Britt.
Then
That's
he got
criminal.
me, so I had to end him.
The point is that I liked Joker 2019 a lot, and I'm not ashamed of that. And I really, really like Superman maybe more than I liked Joker, but like a similar kind of hype within the realm of like, you know, it's like a superhero thing. I don't know. The thing. There's probably criticisms I'd have of Superman. But it's very good. I really enjoyed it. I feel like it's a good time for everyone. And I like that. Just because it's a good time for everyone doesn't mean that it can't make extremely pointed commentary, which is it's not exactly hard to decipher commentary, but like. You know, it's nice that I really like that James Gunn, in my opinion, didn't sacrifice that to make the thing. On the other hand, like DC itself fucking sucks. So, you know, maybe just don't support that in general. It's like the thing, like, if fucking Avengers Doomsday ends up being like a really good meditation on how we dehumanize certain groups of people or something, right? And it's like, wow, it's actually like so woke, right? Where Dr. Doom's like Trump. Like, you know, say it's like doing something, making some really good commentary. I still have to rein that in with the fact that Disney is like an extremely evil company right now and like an open accomplice to Trump and his fucking kingdom. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. I mean, it's not as hard as like doing an actual job. But as far as being a YouTuber goes, and specifically a YouTuber who talks about media criticism and generally intersects it with politics, it's difficult when it feels like every media criticism is like spun in this thing of like what the companies that produced it are currently doing, right now doing, or what like people involved in its production are doing it, or like motivations or things they've said about it. There's like so much context around media now that it just feels like it's really hard to just discuss media in a kind of earnest way. In part because it just feels like there's not as much an appetite for it. But I could be completely wrong about
Definitely.
that. I'm probably going to head off in a little bit. I hope that was somewhat coherent. Not to apologize for Disney, but they are getting squeezed from both sides, government and affiliate mergers move. Kind of a unique situation. They just fucked up. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, am I meant to be more sympathetic, more sad for the CEOs, or more sad for the conservative CEOs or the conservative political elites? You know, both pretty bad, both pretty entangled with each other, but I do acknowledge that there's a lot of people around Disney that are like just well-meaning people, or at least people that are sort of ambivalent money makers. I'm gonna say a lot of Disney is probably composed of sort of ambivalent money makers. Which is that morally much better than just openly being a fascist? A tricky one. It's a tricky one. You've been a fantastic Jack in all regards. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I mean, the chat's spoken. I saw one person there say ambivalent money makers are not better. So, you know, people disagree. And I'm just a dumb guy, so I can just say what I think. And in my opinion, probably the fascist leaders are worse, but you also can't really trust the ambivalent money makers. They just follow where public opinion is headed, so shallow. Yeah, but a lot of people do that. It's kind of just a power game. That's what's kind of because the royal fucking state visit. So here in the UK, I mean, I think the UK US was also getting news about this, but Trump went to the UK for his second state visit. It was fucking embarrassing. Millions of pounds were spent giving him this lavish dinner, and fucking planes were flying through the air. He went to the castle and spoke with the king and all that. It was this fucking pageantry. They wrote love letters to each other, and then Keir Starmer did a speech with Trump where he was going, not just to be political allies, but to genuinely be friends. Fucking Keir Starmer. But like actually wanting to be like, Trump is my friend, and I genuinely like him, and he genuinely likes me. And it's again all of this pageantry of understanding the political reality, which is for the UK the UK's trying to use the US to get a better economy. So they're like, Trump can maybe give us better tariffs if we like do nice things for him, because Trump is like basically taking
becoming like an autocrat. Like, Trump's kind of taking over the US, so we need to jump on board that by making him like us, by rolling out the king to give him this lavish dinner. And that's like openly what people are talking about in the UK. Like, all of the Sky News and BBC News and all that, they're saying, well, look, at the end of the day, if Trump likes us, then he might give us a better economy. And if we've got a better economy, then everything will be good for British people. So we should all just, you know, acquiesce. Like, I think they're also, you know, I think Trump was saying the other day to this Australian journalist, like, the Australian journalist said a mean question. And he was like, oh, I'm going to be talking to your leader, I'm talking about to your prime minister about the things that you've said. Like, it's increasingly governments actually taking, like, just openly trying to get on Trump's good side. Like, we've already accepted that paradigm, that we already live in that world. And we kind of do, you know? And you could say that's the way it's always been, but it's just so explicit now in a way that I think, at least in the Western world, is, like, hopefully something that will wake a lot more people up, you know? Obviously, I have my own knowledge, just as the nature of, like, the job that I do. Most people are just, you know, doing their own jobs, and that's what most people's days are filled up with. You know, it just happens to be mine is a bunch of online shit and arguments, and, you know, in between that I get a little bit of media criticism in. Baby's okay?
Baby's okay.
Everyone, the baby is okay. The baby is okay.
The baby will be okay.
Most people get it, they just don't know what to do. See, you know, I always go back and forth. Do most people get it? You know, because it seems like, talk to a lot of people and then they'll say stuff like, yeah, but, you know, these immigrants really are doing a lot of crimes, you know, and we really do need, we need somebody that's going to clean them up, you know, like there's just a lot of people that casually, or, you know, this trans stuff, it has gone too far. Or even, you know, the thing about, well, you know, the right's cancelling people now, but the left cancelled people before, so it's sort of the same thing, so I'm sort of indifferent to it. I would say a lot of people have that opinion, but that's more online, I would acknowledge that. Thank you, LaRue, for the $5 Canadian. Thank you. Thank you, Barry. Don't have LucasAid in America.
No.
That's the thing that makes America worse. The casual homeless hate, absolutely. I believe that the same people that are now like chasing after people for making jokes about Charlie Kirk were the same people that were literally just advocating for homeless people to be killed as a way to clean up the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, again, unpeople. Like, a thing that I specifically talked about in my last video. And you see it brazenly right there. Just the same people specifically advocating or making jokes about it, like J.D. Vance the other day, where he was talking about they're like taking control of the waters somewhere and saying, you know, oh, if you're a trafficker, I wouldn't want to be a trafficker right now. I wouldn't even want to be a fisherman right now. Like, that was what he was saying, basically saying, yeah, we're going to murder fishermen. And again, it's like, so it doesn't matter that they continue to say things like that because the people that they're referring to are unpeople, right? They're homeless people. They are immigrants. They are trans people, right? They're groups of people that have already been designated as unimportant or even in one case, like fairly moderate Democrat politicians. They are murdered. No one gives a fuck because they do not meet the standard of a person. Because to be a person, you have to be, you know, a friend of Donald Trump. Because we want to appeal to Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is, like, I guess, the king of the universe now. Or at least from the perspective of a UK person who's watching the news, who's seeing our leader act like such a fucking spineless worm around him, even though he's on the record openly disagreeing with his politics. On so many occasions. That's all it's about now, you know? I think I lost, like, the last point I had there, but you kind of... again, people are saying in chat that most people get it. So you can probably filling the dots a bit there. The two Democrat senators who were murdered along with their dog in their home in Minnesota weren't given the half-mast flag. No, they weren't. Barack Obama didn't say shit, I believe. Keir Starmer made a statement about Charlie Kirk. Funnily enough, Keir Starmer made no mention of Melissa Hortman. Sorry, it's kind of awkward right now. There. Yeah, no, it's literally they are saying we are that they are signaling to Trump, hey, we're sad about your guy too. You know, even from the perspective of the UK, where no one knew who the fuck Charlie Kirk was, he was literally just a podcaster. For then Keir Starmer to make a statement about it, he's just doing it because he's like, see Trump, we're friends, because that's the paradigm again that we've accepted. Where we just believe that Trump just has total power. So there's no point in having actual principles or consistent any kind of moral framework whatsoever. Or just not being completely hypocritical constantly. Like all the free speech advocates that are now like openly calling for actual government censorship. Which apparently, you know, YouTube feminist criticizing boobs in video games, that was like a horrendous free speech issue, especially when like the game developers then like choose of their own accord to change the models of the video game. That was like a horrific breach of free speech and expression. But when it's like literally just getting the government to get people fired from their jobs or have them arrested for making jokes about some guy who was like, I don't think that gun violence is really an issue outside of gang violence, and then was immediately killed by, you know, in an act that was not gang violence. It definitely was not an act of gang violence. People can make a joke about that and still be sad about the fact that the guy died in, you know, the general human way. Yeah. I will continue to repeat the fact that I do think fundamentally it's just sad, because I really like to imagine that everyone can be on the same page, and I would love that. But some people dedicate their lives to spreading hate, and some people aren't willing to have conversations forever. And it's just that I think on that level, it's just an awful, tragic situation. So the difference in the cancel culture argument at the moment is people were getting cancelled over tweets they made 10 years ago, not this morning. Yeah, I guess I just don't know what you mean by people getting cancelled over tweets they made 10 years ago. Because if anyone had, like, had it uncovered that they said... Because I'm pretty sure all of... Isn't, like, every single online celebrity someone who was problematic 10 years ago? Like, I'm pretty sure all of them are. Like, all the Minecraft people, who a lot of people love, or people say are wholesome now. Like, I've seen people say, you know, like, Cumtown are actually, like... sort of super woke guys, and it's like if you actually have listened to Compound, they've said many very unwoke things, and it's like people try and just paint this image over people. I fundamentally don't believe that, like, these, oh, I'm gonna go back and find someone's tweets from 10 years ago where they said the N-word or something. Oh, this person when they were 16 years old said the N-word. I think usually that just doesn't take. And there have been cases of, you know, bullying and harassment and stuff, and I think that's, like, really awful. But it's, like, obviously not on the same level as actual government censorship. Like, the full-on definition of that, publicly endorsed the world over, seemingly. The James Gunn was probably the most severe one a while back. Yeah, exactly. And you notice the very specific context to that one, that it was Mike Cernovich who was the one who was going after James Gunn. That it was specifically a right-wing attack that then immediately Disney decided to acquiesce again. I've said the word acquiesce more on this stream than I've said a million times ever in my life. I never say the word acquiesce. It's just, if you ever have that in a conversation sometimes, you just start holding on to a word. Your view count had steadily increased. Oh, sorry. Did I also get a donation from T-Love that I didn't say thank you for? Okay. Thank you for the thoughtful videos. I really appreciate and respect your view on these topics. Thank you. People are still watching JonTron. Exactly. Like, I say this. My thing about cancellation, my philosophy's always been, here's what cancellation is. People don't want to watch your content anymore. People don't want to... Well, if you make music or anything, people aren't interested anymore. If people continue to be interested, you are not cancelled. And I think that's... A lot of people disagree with that. But it's like, you will continue to do well, and you will continue to have your audience. And that's it. And if it's a major thing about you that's getting cancelled, well, obviously you're going to be a very divisive person. But if it's minor things about you that are getting cancelled, like, oh, I said some racist stuff when I was like 14, people don't, like, on the whole, people don't. I'm not saying you shouldn't care. Obviously, it's, you know, that stuff is bad or whatever. You can have whatever opinion you want. I'm just saying that. You know, it's not something I think is going to be hold a lot of people back. If they continue to make content that people enjoy, you know. There are many people that are, like, outed abusers and stuff like that that still have YouTube channels, and people are fully aware of that. One sec, sorry. What are you thinking, Brett?
Yeah, I mean, basically that's it. In fact, I feel it's like you can kind of set up the environment to be quote-unquote canceled by the left as like an express grift to the right. Like a whole bunch of TERFs have done that, where their careers have started as they worked a regular job, they had a transgender person that was an employee there. They harassed the said transgender person, and so because of that, they got fired. But then it gets twisted to, I was fired for my sex-based beliefs, or whatever they say. And then that's it. They now have a career, and then their buddy, some witch in a castle, I won't say the name of, because I don't want to get sued, will support them financially. And that's it. So it is, like, literally a career move.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess part of the problem of Roseanne is that she wasn't really very funny anymore. So I guess to some extent, it's going to, with the conservative comedy scene, we've all been watching the Elephant's Graveyard videos about the current comedy scene and why none of it is funny anymore. Yeah, so that was the problem that Roseanne really had, in my opinion. And I'm, you know, is she still doing okay? Is she still actually just doing well? And it's like people just they cancelled the show. For, you know, referring to black people as gorillas. Isn't that what Roseanne did? Yeah, which I'd say is pretty bad. I'd say that's pretty bad, personally. And would continue to be bad.
I mean, well, like, you know, it was back in the... When did that happen? The mid-2000s?
Oh, doing well, I just mean, like, in terms of, were they, like, cancellation? You know? Like, Are they, you know, do they still have like a highly successful, like a major platform? Do they still have like a significant audience and, you know. Rosetta doing photo shoots where she was dressed as Hitler and Oh, sorry. Fearless Joe Banzai, can you say tell me what it was that she did that she got cancelled for? I thought that she referred to a black person as an ape. Or she referred to like a black person as like a combination of Planet of the Apes and some other thing.
Oh no.
Valerie Jarrett. Thank you, OG Blubly. Yes. And Muslim brother. So okay. Yeah, no, so it wasn't just black people. It was actually black people and also Muslims.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just think that that's a little bit different. But I also wasn't a major campaigner to have Roseanne cancelled because at the end of the day, this is the thing. I just don't think she was very funny. I don't think she's very funny anymore. So I just don't think that she's going to be much of a person, really. But I've been wrong before. There's a lot of very uncharismatic people on the internet that, you know, I mean, who am I to talk? But very uncharismatic people on the internet who are doing very well and have significant audiences. And I just think to myself, like, what's grabbing people with this person? Again, I'm partly talking about myself. Okay? That's how I feel. But also about other YouTubers and influencers. Do I still sound okay? I get why some people rally around some right-wingers charisma-wise. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the interesting thing, right? Oftentimes, the trouble I have with right-wing influencers in terms of, like, trying to consume the things they make or, like, listen to their talking points is I often find them just very annoying. Like, really obnoxious and unlikable. I don't enjoy watching Nick Fuentes talk. I don't enjoy watching Sam Hyde talk, or I mean, I didn't really watch Charlie Kirk. To be honest, I found Charlie Kirk more boring, so I didn't really watch Charlie Kirk as much. Is it Matt Walsh? Matt Walsh, very annoying person. And Michael Knowles, really bad one. Like all of those people. Trump, so I can sometimes find Trump funny. It's not impossible for Trump to just make a random remark and I find it funny. But that's about as far as I would usually go. Ben Shapiro, deeply uncharismatic to me. But they all command huge audiences, is my main point. So I am obviously not the arbiter of what charisma is or what like a person who like should command a lot of influence. Sorry, Britt, could you open the door for Sherlock? He's been sitting out there for a minute, I think.
Oh, Sherlock. Hey, Kevin.
Sherlock.
The
Sherlock.
rats. Ugh.
Oh, why did you skip my answer? Sorry. Let me go. I still can't find you. I can't see your answer. She didn't call black people gorillas. That's a lie. Okay. And then what did you say? What did you say? I cannot see the thing that you said. Yep. I've just scrolled through. All that you said is why did you skip my answer? I don't see anything else that you said. Could you, he didn't answer. Are you trolling? Are you trolling me? Is someone in chat being a troll right now? Well, mostly I'm just hanging for a minute, just so that I feel a little bit less mentally cooped up. Because mostly it's like people who I don't just want to constantly vent to about all of the bullshit that I've been feeding into my brain nonstop for the past week and a half. I don't like to feel like I'm doing that to everyone in my regular life. So it's just nice to have a space where it feels like I can rant for an hour and 20 minutes straight on the current political issues that I'm just assuming that most people in chat are aware of.
Whoa.
I kind of just generally assume that everyone in chat knows everything that's. What the fuck? Hang on, I'm gonna spin the camera around for a minute here.
So I ended the mission with my car toppled over. So I think it just spawned the car toppled over, so I can't even use it.
Interesting.
Can I get in it? Touched it.
Interesting.
It fell.
Okay.
Beautiful, right?
There you go. Sure, go. Oh, I need to pee actually. I think this about wraps it up for now. But any last minute tips on but for the dog or for the baby, which again is not going to be shown on stream, and I hope you can appreciate that.
Baby sleeping.
I hope everybody can appreciate that I'm not turning the baby into any kind of monetized thing. It's just going to be a living, it's going to be its own human being or whatever it wants to be. And I'm not going to monetize that until they reach an age where they just kind of feel like monetizing themselves, as all of us ultimately must do. Unless we are part of the bourgeoisie, which of course I'm not. Me, part of the bourgeoisie? It's ridiculous. Look at my dog. A good working class dog.
That's a wrap.
A poodle.
Poodle rat mix.
A mix between a poodle and a rat. He is a good dog. Look at this dog. Can I refocus the camera on Sherlock? Yeah. There you go. Good dog. I guess I could just do this for an hour. Just hold the camera while I pet my dog. I do enjoy petting my dog. It's one of my favorite pastimes. I like going on walks with my baby and petting my dog. That's all I do. And also, I've been playing Pacific Drive occasionally, which is a weirdly frustrating game. It's not bad, but I guess I was expecting something like a walking simulator, like a driving simulator where you just go on a road trip. And instead, it's kind of like a roguelike. It's like a roguelike thing, and it's like kind of punishing. It's like a really punishing survival thing. Pacific Drive? Yeah, Pacific Drive. Yeah, kind of weirdly punishing. But yeah. Noah Gervais has a great video on Pacific Drive. You know, I bet he does. I really bet he does, because it seems like a perfect Noah Gervais game. But yeah, no, I guess I was expecting more of a chill vibes experience. And I've toned the difficulty down just a bit for me, just because I kind of was looking for more of that. But the game is still pretty grueling at times, honestly. I mean, maybe I'm just a scrub, or maybe it's just that I'm only really playing it on the side while I'm doing other things, just because sometimes my brain needs a release. But yeah, other than that, just hanging out with my dog and my baby. And that's going to do it, I think. But thank you so much, everybody that's tuned in. And thank you so much to everybody who's thrown a tip. It's much appreciated. I will probably maybe do more streams like this where I kind of, you know, take a break from what I've been doing to catch up. Everybody would be down for that. I can do that more often. Maybe even more often for patrons. Sorry, I'm not going to commit to that, but I really would like to. I would like to commit to doing some Patreon live streams. But in general, I might be doing some more while I'm doing these, in between these big projects. But also, still good with vertical vid, or do we want to switch to horizontal vid? This is a very important question. This is a very important question. Are we going to stick to vertical, or are we going to switch over to horizontal? Because last time we all said vertical, and now we might want to change our minds. But we can decide that then. So thank you for watching. And bye. Horizontal is better. Okay. Oh, Dead Man's Curve. Damn. I remember Dead Man's Curve. I recommend, is Cinemark on the BDS list? Because we like the I like the Cinemark in Valley View. It's a cool place to check out. It's like a big industrial area that's just kind of in this valley with a giant highway over it, with a trail leading up to it. There's a Cinemark there. They've got the IMAX. They've got an IMAX. So we often went there. And they have $5 days. They used to anyway. Really pretty unrelated to Dead Man's Curve, but I was just thinking about Ohio. Anyway.
Ohio.
Thank you for the Eat a Night video. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You should learn to listen, though. Yeah, sorry, Fearless Joe Banzai. I will, you know... Remember when you laughed at people who put their fingers in their ears and said, la la la, or were you the person who was laughed at? I'm sorry if that's the case. Yeah. Sorry, I'll have to catch up on everything that you were saying. But bye, everybody.